The conference will now begin.
Okay. Shalom, Chevra. Okay. Here we go. Yisrael Nako, good to see you as always. Okay. Ooh, ooh, very nice. Read it first, okay? Let me tell you, I'm in a different room today. Is the internet good or no good?
Good.
Thanks, buddy.
But it was still waiting for you to start the meeting.
No, that's just because I was late, not because of the internet.
Oh,
yeah, don't worry. Okay. Here we go. We are on page 141 as we move through Halacha Daled here. So let's continue. So we're Rabbi Nelson, as he likes to do often, he takes the besides taking the Yesodos of Rabbi Nachman and expanding, what he likes to do often is learn up, take his expansion, and then show how it's really a Pasuk in Tehillim. And he breaks down the Pasuk in Tehillim and he explains how everything Governor Melech was saying is what he's trying to get at. So we discussed in the Pasuk, the famous Pasuk, that we've been using a lot over the first halachas of Likutei Halachas about Shivis Hashem Menei Gisam. Shivis Hashem Menei Gisam, that's one of the highest madrigas the person can get to, is that one feels, we believe it, but he actually could feel it, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is always across from him, and everything he does, eating, drinking, sleeping, ruchnias, gashmias, alazach. And you get that from believing that the little pieces of life are not little pieces, they're really big pieces, even though physically they might be small, they're not small. Each piece is a Pesach, is an opening to something much, much bigger, but we needed to make it a small piece, right? If you'd have a 500,000-piece puzzle, and each piece of the puzzle, you know, was the size of your dining room table, you'd never be able to do that puzzle. You'd have 500,000 dining room tables. Where would you make a puzzle like that? Maybe in the Sahara Desert. So therefore, what did the Kaddish Baruch Hu do? You have to take the table, the dining room table size puzzle pieces, yeah, that's not enough, and minimize them into a small, small little piece, and therefore you could build a 500,000 piece puzzle, you know, in your entire basement or something like that. But he shrunk them, he's mitzvahed in them so you can live with them. But if you only see the smallness, then you're going to be bored. If you only see the smallness, you're going to be confused and say, what's the point of this? Rather, you have to see that within the smallness, there's actually behind every smallness is something very, very big. And that's the next part of the puzzle, ki mi mi ba'alem. And when we recognize that the Kaddish Baruch is on the right side is chesed, the right side is building, there's binyan ha-malchus. That's what Rabbi Nassim is talking about. If you do that, so Rabbi Nassim, we're just causing over, l'chein samach libi v'yag l'kavodi. Then you're going to be able to draw the simcha from the shalosh ha-golem, the or ha-panim, the light, when the shalosh ha-golem into your life, the yagel kavodi, and then you're going to be able to elate, you're going to be joyful in each piece covered as an union of malchus, even in those little pieces, you're going to be able to join them together and make them whole. And not just that, in each and every piece, you're going to be the simcha, not the sam. So then we discussed yesterday how if we can do this properly, when you take large pieces of elikus and you minimize it, it becomes a little bit boring. Sometimes the body, right, we know that the body likes to get enjoyment in life. And if we don't give it the proper spiritual enjoyment and spiritual timing, he's going to go find other places. The body likes to eat. The body likes to sleep, to drink, to listen to things, to see things. The body likes a lot of things. Not all of them are such good things, or at least in the quantities and the intensities that we often utilize them in. So Rabbi Nachman says from David HaMelech that if we understand how to draw the light and allow the light of the Shalosh HaGolem into our life to allow ourselves to be besimcha, that even our body, even our physical body will enjoy. And then, says David HaMelech, if I can see how every little piece of my life is not really boring. Rather, it's very geschmack, and it's a piece of a bigger building. Then I'll never go down to Sheol. I'll never go down to the grave. I'll never go down to Gehenna, because there's always something to look forward to. Every single moment of life, I can build. Even if a person thinks that it was in a filo, he made a mistake, or it's learning words and phrases of Gemara, it's all about building, and it takes time. You need patience. But it's all very important. So Rabbi Nachman says 141, as we continue to finish off this little piece here. Aval ani batuach, says David HaMelech, but I'm sure, ki lo sazov nafshi l'shol, that my nefesh will never go down to Sheol. It will never go down to the grave, meaning it will never go down to Gehenna. Ki lo sitin, why? The next part of the pasuk says, ki lo sitin chasid chalirashach. Because a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're never going to let your chasid, your tzaddik, we'll see in a minute, see shachas destruction. I know, says David HaMelech, that I'll never see the grave, I'll never see Sheol, Gehenna, because you'll never let your chasid see destruction. So one would think the Pashuk Shah and the Pashuk, which it is, it's on David himself. I try to be a chasid of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore you're not going to let me falter. However, look at Rabbi Nachman does. Chasidcha, your chasid, Zebuchinus HaRebi HaTzadik HaEmes HaOseh B'Tikuno. The chasid in the Pashuk is talking about one's Rebbe, the Tzadik HaEmes, when one connects to a Rebbe, like we discussed. This whole Torah is about connecting to a Rebbe. The Rebbe who's what? Oseh B'Tikuno. You have a Rebbe who knows you. You have a Rebbe who's trying to fix you up. The Rebbe says drushes. The Rebbe speaks to you one-on-one. And everything the Rebbe does, he has your best interests in mind. He wants you to build. He wants you to grow, to misakin yourself, to fix yourself. Shebizchuso v'kocho, in the merit and the power of the tzaddik that you connect to, batuach, I am certain, kilos asov nashe l'shol. That's why I will not fall to the grave. That's why I will never fall to a place of yish, total hopelessness. Why? What makes me so sure? Kilositin chasidcha, because you never will allow your chasid, who are Rabbi HaTzadik HaEmes, the tzadik, my Rebbe, l'roshachas, to see destruction. Kedeshu lo yirashachas. I don't want the Rebbe to see. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't want the Rebbe, the tzadik, my Rebbe, ever to see destruction. It's not nice. He's such a good person. He's so connected to you. Why should he see destruction? Because what would happen? You don't want. How do I know? How am I sure that I'll never falter fully? Because if I would fall, I'm just saying it a different way. If I would falter fully and I would fall down to Sheol, then my Rebbe, the Tzaddik, who always has my best interests, who always is willing to help me out, he's going to have to, the Tzaddik's going to have to go to this place of destruction, to Sheol, to get me out. And of course, you don't want the Chassid, you don't want him to go there. Now, once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has other plans, and he does want the Tzaddik to go to that place. It does happen. But in general, the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care, he protects the Tzaddikim. He only wants the Tzaddikim to see good things. And therefore, if I connect to the Tzaddik, if I hold on to the coattails of the Tzaddik, then I will be protected, and I will also have a Shemira from falling to that place. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I go to that place, then the tzaddik can have to go to that place. And you don't want the tzaddik to go to that place. He im chasas shalom, ehe yebishol b'shachas, because the Kaddish Baruch is chasas shalom. I would fall down to a place of hopelessness. If I would end up in the scum, if I would end up in some deep, dark place, some inappropriate place, some place that's dirty. B'vadi yatzadik ha-rabi ha-emes, b'stakel sham, b'chol eis b'tzar god, b'kedei la'alo sen misham. I know it's certain that the tzaddik, the Rebbe, the emes dik tzaddik, is going to come to that place. He's going to come find me, to see me, to help me out. And it's going to be a tzar gadol. It's going to be very painful for him to help me get out of there. The Rebbe, the tzaddik, whose eyes are so pure, we don't want the Rebbe's eyes to see things that we sometimes, chas v'shalom, when we fall, we see. So therefore, I hold on to the Rebbe in order that it protects me from falling. Because the Rebbe is always looking for my best interests. A real tzaddik emes, whether he's thinking about you mamish or not, he's always thinking about you. Because if he's your Rebbe, he's the tzaddik emes, then your neshama is nichlal, is included in his neshama. And therefore, whenever the tzaddik does things, he davens, he learns, and his neshama has an aliyah, you, who's included in him, also has an aliyah. So therefore, it behooves us. We have to find a Rebbe, a tzaddik, to connect to. To have a personal connection with in some way. It is so important Rabbi Nachman says it again and again and again. Of course, Rabbi Nelson says it again. Find a tzaddik. Yalkein b'zchus of a kochani b'tuach, and therefore in his zchus, the tzaddik's zchus and his merits, and his koach, his power, I'm certain, kilo sazov, nafshi l'shol, that I'll never fall to shol. Kidei, shol titin chasib chashu asadik emes l'roshachas. Because I know that you never will allow your chasid, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't want your chasid, the tzaddik, to also go down to that place of destruction. Zehu, when he finishes off, Togin or Achayim says, David HaMelech, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a das, let me understand, let me know the ways of life. Sova simachas espanecha, which is a fullness of simcha, a real simcha, the simcha of what of your face, the or panim of the shalosh shagalim, the light of when a person would go to the Beis HaMikdash, the light when a person would go to Yerushalayim with Ma'aser Shein, like in this week's Parsha, and he would allow that light, that feeling of awareness of Yiras Hashem into his life. He'd be filled up with a lakus, every single little mitzvah, what you thought was a little mitzvah, tzedakah, a little bit of davening, a little bit of learning, you thought it was so small, it's going to be filled up with so much light, with so much or, that you'll be bursting with simcha. Because we're only not this simcha with our mitzvahs is because we don't think they're so big. We think they're very small. So, it's another davening. I have to do it, but so what? No. We don't chop every single mitzvah mamash is so big. We have to just believe that. We still don't believe that. He told the Inya Orech v'haderech levo l'chaim amitim. Kodesh Baruch, please show me the way of life. The way to what? Real life. L'chaim amitim. It's a real life. Not to get thrown off by my confusions and my doubts. L'ham shechiyos l'hachayos l'shbechim z'malchus. To allow me to draw in vitality, life, energy into that place of malchus, which is the chachma tata, which are the small puzzle pieces of life. The small puzzle pieces which are sometimes boring. No. They're big. They're huge. You just need the flashlight. Imagine you have a puzzle piece that the whole puzzle is black, but when you shine like a UV ray on it, you see mamish, the most beautiful puzzle. Just you didn't have the right light on it. So you think it's black, but you just don't have the right light. It's a special type of puzzle. What's that light? That's the light of the Orpanim, Shosha Golem. That's the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you allow in. The light of a Muna. Of Sukkot, of Pesach, of Shavuos, and we would go up to Aliyah L'Rego and we'd connect. It's the light of his Bodhidus. If a person would do real his Bodhidus, he would sit by himself, and then he would talk to his Creator, Sicha Ben Levin Kon, and he'd talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he would allow the Orpanim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu into his life. That itself will give you the light to see all of your puzzle pieces in a different way. That's the real simchas aleiv. Mamish to have a simcha, to walk into shul smiling. To walk into shul every single day smiling. When the next time that guy, the tzedakah guy comes around and he just only wants is a dollar, not to be upset, but to be the simcha, to be happy. Everything that we do should be the simcha. Even when we fall, we should be the simcha because we have the koach to get back up. Never to fall too far. Just look for a Rebbe. That even when things in life are hard, to be besimcha, to know that that's also growth, that's also binyan. Hashina sova simachas es panecha kadosh baruch hu, please, show me the way. The fullness of life is when my simcha, my happiness is filled up. Simcha is an inyan of shlemus. And if you're not happy, that means there's a chisaron in your life. And whose choice is that? Kadosh baruch hu says, Kadosh baruch hu looks at all of us and says, I see a whole yid. You might have a little bit of a pagam, but if you have a muna, you're full. You're happy. Because everybody has a problem. So we'll work on it. It's when we don't think that we can work on it. We don't have the muna in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he has a muna in us. Therefore, the puzzle piece is black. Therefore, we're a little bit down. Everything seems boring. Another Rosh Hashanah, another Yom Kippur. Like, when can I get back to my stake? No, we should be mechazik ourselves to know that everything is a piece of the puzzle. The light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu can enter into us with the daven for, with the ask of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like a breath of a pitas and tmimus. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, allow us to feel the light of our lives. Allow us to feel your light. Allow us to see that everything in my life is really so big. It's not so small. And with that, we should be zochim to the real simcha. Simcha, when we'll bring back the Beis HaMikdash, we'll be able to all make an aliyah l'rego. And here we may know. Everybody should have a beautiful Shabbos, and we'll continue with the Shem next week.
Amen.
Shabbat shalom.